last spring, we had a difficult time getting pregnant, and then COVID came along right as I was pregnant with our son, Owen. And it was incredibly scary. I'm a high-risk individual with my diabetes, and so any pregnancy for me is high risk. And being a frontline worker, I was at the time a floor nurse at PMC. I was incredibly scared. You know, things were very new at the time. And I went to my OB and my manager and said, hey, what's the best thing for us to do right now when we don't know, you know, when will COVID hit Petersburg? What will be kind of the future? And that's when they lined me up with doing the COVID hotline.
So what has it been like answering the phone for so many months?
I was very thankful that I had taken some de-escalation classes before. It's an incredibly scary time. And when you can't look someone face to face, all you have is your word. And so answering the phone and being able to, I'm still using my nursing skills as far as like, you know, how fluid is their voice? Are they able to complete full sentences? How does their breathing seem on the phone? I'm doing those kind of assessments. I wasn't expecting to be able to feel like a nurse over the phone, but I definitely dove into the position and it's been a good experience.
So I would assume the calls have kind of changed, the nature of the calls have changed from, say, months ago last year to now.
Yes. Last year, there was a lot of just informational calls. There's so many new mandates, people traveling, not sure when they should get tested, if they should even come. I believe I started on the hotline in March. So people coming into town to be working in the cannery, people coming in for fishing, like what are the different travel mandates? There was a big like education part of the job doing that over the phone. And then it's kind of evolved into more of what we originally thought the hotline would be, which is managing symptoms.
So back to being a mom of a new baby, you went through the whole pregnancy during the pandemic. And then how was it having the baby?
So I got pregnant last spring. And then in the summer, I actually got medevaced out for preterm labor. And being a patient on the other side of things, I have a three-year-old also, and I had to decide right then, okay, you're getting medevaced, but with COVID, if Tim comes with me, who's going to bring my son up later on to be with me because no one wants to travel right now? So I had to make the decision right then and say, okay, I'm just going to go by myself and we will figure it out. At that time, I had already found out about Owen's congenital heart defect, and I knew that it was going to be a higher-risk pregnancy than I had planned. And I had already made multiple trips during COVID, the first trip being very nerve-wracking as far as being prepared to travel during COVID, making sure that I had wipes, that I had a good, you know, face mask. And then now we got his new diagnosis. Everyone says, you know, don't travel during this time. And I'm doing the opposite and going up to Anchorage every 2 weeks until I got medevaced out. And in and out of the hospital, it was an incredibly different experience than when I had our first son. A lot of rules of who can go into the room. If you have one support person during the delivery of the baby, like if Tim wasn't able to make it, that would be my one support person for the rest of my hospitalization.
So then since Owen's birth, how has that been having a baby that has those medical needs?
It was a very scary time in our life. Thinking about the coronavirus, you think, okay, cough, shortness of breath, fever, these are all things that if someone like Owen were to get the virus, it would be terrible. We would have had to medevac him out. We would have had to probably move his surgery up. So we were very careful about not bringing him into public, not introducing this precious baby to all of our loved ones that we wanted to share him with. And it was very hard being in a small town to not take it personally when people weren't taking COVID seriously. we had tried so hard to have this baby, and then for him to be high risk for developing the virus and people can't simply wear a mask, I took it personally.
Yeah, that's understandable. So is there anything that you would like to add that I haven't asked you about?
I would really like to talk about Petersburg Medical Center as a team. The only reason that we had such a low hospitalization rate is because of the home health nurses. They would go into the people's houses, help take their vital signs, you know, see their effort with breathing, see if there was anything they needed, help them get access to medications. We were able to work together as a team to keep these people out of the hospital and keep them in their home as comfortable as possible. And I think that the patients here are very lucky that we do have that amazing care that we were able to give.